Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Marie G. I'm here with Dolly Quiawa, the executive director of Camp Hackamo. How are you today, Dolly?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. Oh, I would love to hear all about Camp Hackamo. I want to talk about the history of the camp, you know, how it was started, how it's grown. Can you touch on that for me?
I would love to. It's a Rotary-sponsored camp. Four Rotarians got together 66 years ago and decided there needed to be some services for individuals with special needs. And so they formed a corporation called Handicapped Children's Camp for Monroe County, which is an acronym for Hackamo.
Okay. And what is your guys' mission at Camp Hackamo?
Basically, just to provide a week of camping experience for individuals that normally would not have that opportunity. A lot of camps just don't take individuals with special needs. So that was the need that they saw at that time. So And we have all kinds of activities for them. And keeping them safe is our goal.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you just want to be as inclusive as possible for anyone who wants to experience something like camping.
Absolutely.
What are some of the activities and services that you offer at Camp Hackamo?
We have a zip line. We've actually put a quadriplegic camper on our zip line. We can do that. We have a climbing wall. We have a treehouse. We have swimming. We have boating. We have hiking. We have fishing. We have a train, a Hackamo train, that can transport the campers around a track that we have there.
So it sounds like it's a real-life summer camp experience.
It really is.
Tell me about some of these special activities that you guys offer with your camp. I read something about a carnival night. You know, tell me all about those.
We do. For our first week, our campers are ages 7 to 18, and we have a carnival night for them, and they get prizes, and it's a lot of fun. And on the second week of camp for our adult campers, we have a prom night because most of them have not experienced a prom because they don't go to a school that does that, you know. So we like to dress them up and give them nail polish and makeup and have somebody do their hair and make them feel special.
Definitely. With the carnival night, so you said there's games. Are there rides for people?
There are. What? Yep. There are those blow-up things. There's a dunk tank, which is very popular to get a counselor in there and dunk them. So there's just a lot of activities. They have popcorn and cotton candy and so snow cones. So, yes, it's a certain carnival atmosphere.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that sounds like a super, super fun thing for the campers.
And me as well.
And yes, and you as well. I love that. So, you know, for the past 3 years now or so, we've been dealing with a pandemic. Sometimes it feels like we're out. Sometimes it feels like we're getting back in. How did the pandemic affect Camp Hackamo?
It actually had a huge impact because a lot of our staff are college students and they come and work for us for the summer. And then when they get to a certain point, they graduate from college and move on to professional careers. And so the 3 years ago is actually the last real camp that we had. So we lost a lot of staff that way. And so, you know, now we're looking for people to come and work at Camp Hackamo.
So this year is like your full year back in swing.
Yes.
Getting campers out there.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. And I saw that you guys moved to Rush, New York on the Sunshine campus. What was like the decision behind making that move?
Well, we had, we'd been sponsored by the LPGA, which is in Rochester for many years, and they left Rochester, and Mr. Robert Wegman was our benefactor for the camp, and when he passed away, we lost that income, so we have to raise money in order to keep our camp operating.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if someone were interested in donating for Camp Hackamo, how would they go about that?
We have a website, www.camphackamo.org, and there's a donate button on our website, so they can do it that way through PayPal, or they can send a contribution to P.O. Box 25177, and that's Rochester 14625.
Perfect, perfect. So really what we're here to talk about today, I mean, you know, all about Camp Hackamo and everything, but you guys are looking to hire paid counselors for your summer camp this year.
Yes, we are. We're looking for anybody 18 years of age or older that wants to have a little compassion for individuals with special needs. We'd love to have them. It's a great learning experience for a lot of our staff. They go on to human services careers once they've had their experience at Camp Hackamo. So we like to have just compassionate individuals 18 or over.
Compassionate individuals 18 or older, if you're interested, Camp Hackamo is looking to hire paid counselors for what weeks?
July 25th to the 29th and August 1st through the 5th.
And what can someone, if they're interested in being a paid camp counselor, what can they experience when they get trained?
Well, you know, you have to be concerned about the safety of the individuals. There's a lot of campers that need help being fed. There's a lot of campers who mobility is limited. So, I mean, they just have to be able to assist the campers and make sure that they're safe and that they're having a good time.
Okay. Are there any physical requirements?
Not really, but we do take individuals with emotional or mental or behavioral issues. So we do have specially trained staff for that as well. And there aren't very many camps in New York State that take those individuals. So we're very proud that we can do that.
Once again, you want to make this camp as inclusive as possible for
totally, everyone. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. What is the best way to reach out if someone were interested in taking a counselor position?
Yeah, we have a website, obviously, and there is an application for staff on the website. So they can do that, or they can call the camp 381-5710, and a cheerful person will answer the phone.
A cheerful person. I love that. Now, how long have you worked for Camp Hackamo?
I believe it's my 16th year as executive director.
What does it mean to you to work there?
Obviously, it's a passion for me. I just love the environment. I love the kids. I love being able to see them be treated equally. They don't have people staring at them when they're at camp. They're all the same to each other. So, you know, it's not like, when you're out in public, you see somebody with special needs, you sometimes will stare. But that doesn't happen at camp. And just the lifelong friendships that they make every year, and it's the only time they see their friends, is at camp. So,
yeah, for both the children and adults that are able to attend.
Right.
Because you said the first weekend is for kids, what ages?
7 to 18. And then our second week, we go up to 19 to 30-year-olds. Chronologically, they're 30, but in a lot of ways, intellectually, they're not quite there.
Sure.
So.
Sure. And are you still taking camping positions as well, if anyone listening would be interested?
We are. Our ratio is one counselor for every two campers. So the only way we can take more campers is by getting more staff.
Oh, okay. And what is the reasoning behind the 1-to-2 ratio?
It's just for the sake. It's actually the Monroe County Department of Health that regulates our camp, and that's the ratio that's been set for individuals with special needs.
Oh, okay. So Camp Hackamo has been around for 66 years. It's an integral part of the region here. How have you personally seen it grown with your time at Camp Hackamo?
I think just the fact that, I like to take 100 campers a week. And if I have enough staff, I could do that. Unfortunately, this year it looks like we're a little short on that. But it's just been seeing the campers grow and learn. And, you know, we've had campers that we've had to send home for behavior issues that we couldn't control. But then they'll call and say, I'm better, I want to come back, and we'll take them back. So, you know, I mean, we will do the best that we can for anybody that comes to the camp.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about hiring the camp counselors, since that is the main message here. Do they have a deadline to when they can apply for this?
I would say no. I would hope that by the end of this week I would have enough, but I will go into next week. We have staff training the 23rd and the 24th of July, and if they're applying on the 22nd, that's still good for me.
Okay, perfect. Well, Dolly, is there anything else that you would like to add today?
I really can't think of anything, only how grateful I am for the community and for letting us have the opportunities like you do today for us to get our word out.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you are interested in being a paid camp counselor with Camp Hackamo, which helps children with special need get a normal, fun camping experience, you can reach out to their website, which is camphackamo.org, or you can call 585-381-5710. Dolly, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks.